This is Coach Bill Self. You're listening to the Golf Underground on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is made possible by Mariner Wealth, helping you navigate your financial future. Star Companies KC, experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sana Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results, tailored perfectly to individuals' needs. By The Flats KC, Kansas City's coolest apartment experience. Check them out at theflatskc.com. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, on to the program.
ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground with Kevin Ward and Brian Sullivan.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Here we are back in the stable. It's been a couple weeks, you know, after a couple weeks of, I was cruising Wardo. I had the Duke. I had the nice Blue Hills member guest. And so we got George, we got Wardo, and the VIP guest pops in every couple months. It's Greg Gurley.
Hi, boys.
It's good to have you.
Hello, Greg.
How are we doing?
I'm good doing good, Greg. Back. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing glorious, Greg, or George.
You could tell we're doing the show at 5 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock in my basement.
Yeah, I'm half a drink deep.
This is 5 in the afternoon
deep.
On a Friday.
Sully, how many Dukes is this for you?
Oh, the cocktail or
the tournament?
Tournament. I think it's probably 8, 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8, 9. Yeah.
How's your fare?
So, well, let's explain to the listener what the Duke is. So probably the most enjoyable member guest here in town is with the Blue Hills Country Club. It's known as the Duke. And, Greg, how would you describe the overall member guest? Because you play a lot of them, and it's something's a little weird about that one.
Very fraternal, like most member guests. Yeah. We involve our wives a lot, so they seem to have a very good time when we get done on Friday, and we're usually pretty gassed up, and so are our wives when we get done with playing. So that makes they don't get as mad at us, it doesn't seem like, because of their intake at times. So I don't know, it's just a good group. It's been a really good member guest. It's named after Duke Gibson, who was our original golf pro 100 years ago or so. But you know, obviously a pretty large Calcutta, good, you know, everyone plays at the same time. It's not a morning and afternoon, so there's good camaraderie and hijinks. You and I had, we shared a little bit of hijinks. Can I explain what we did?
Please tell the listener.
How tall are you?
Before last week, I was 5'7.5".
So
now you're 5'6".
We were we have a long drive competition on the Thursday after we play, and it's just everybody stands around, makes fun of everybody for, you know, hitting it short, whatever. You know, it's just kind of it's like a roast more than anything. But you and I decided it would be a good idea. You tried to climb on my shoulders and it didn't really work out because I'm not flexible.
Right.
I kind of stood on my tiptoes and you walked under my legs and somehow got me on your shoulders and were upright for a solid 5 to 7 seconds.
7 seconds.
And we crashed and burned and you didn't stand upright for about 2 more days.
Which is why I'm now 5'5".
Right, that's okay. I was wondering where you were going with that.
That's
going to
be the picture for the show.
Holy cow.
I received a text
in
the wee hours of night.
You look like Ian Woosman down there. Holy cow, that's awesome.
That'll be our show
icon. That is the best.
Yeah, it was.
Brady, you got to send that to me.
We should have had a video podcast because, yeah, what we're explaining here is I'm a solid 6'6", 275. I mean, your quads, your knees, your core, your neck, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what the Dukes will do for you, right?
Believe it or not, he had an L5 S1 Fusion on Tuesday after the Duke in order to take care of the back pain there. So.
I'll tell you what, they call it Grumpy Monday and Tuesday after.
How grumpy were you?
Oh, it was horrible. I'm a horrible husband and father after these events, you know?
What do you do, sit in the basement?
I don't smile.
You know, I'm
rude. Member guest, that Sunday, you just, I don't leave my house. You just sit there.
What is the format of the Duke? Best ball? Is it a best stroke, ball? Is it matches or what?
It's a stroke play best ball where we, you know, it's net. So okay. We have four flights. And then we have an adjustment every day. So if, let's say you shoot a, you and your partner shoot a 60. We base it off of a 66 and take half of the difference. So you get the next day, it'd be three. You would start the next day three over par. Okay. So if you play good the first day, you got to give some back the second day. If you play terrible and you shoot a 76, you get five shots the next day. So you could play terrible.
It's a three-day tournament?
3 days of that.
3 days, okay.
So you need to win it, you need to shoot in the low 60s all 3 days. So anyway.
So long drive contest. Did you win it again this year?
I won the 40 to 49 age group.
That's a given. That's
326-ish, I think.
Wow. What, you hit three wood? Wow. Were you hitting it three wood just to make it fair?
It was a rescue.
A rescue just to make it fair.
Yeah, and I turned it over and did it left-handed.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Seven wood?
No. All right, so here we are. We are on the eve or just minutes before the KU kickoff that is supposed to happen here in about half hour. So we... Thanks to Greg, we got some of his time. But let's talk a little KU football, and just obviously this event didn't happen last year, but bring the listeners up to speed on what KU football has in store. We got a new coach and what we're looking at for this year.
Well, we have a whole new leadership. We got a new athletic director in Travis Goff. He's a young guy, 41 years old, from Dodge City. Had left the Nest, left KU, went to Tulane and Northwestern, and he's come back, and he's the perfect guy for this job. And he gets it. He's passionate. He's got a fundraising background, so we're excited to have Travis in charge. And then he hired Lance Leipold, who was at Buffalo, and Lance has been great. You know, he's an up-and-coming coach that, you know, not a lot of people have heard about, but the people that know football, he was just ranked in the top 15 of all the coaches in the country, because a lot of these media guys and football people realize how good he is. And so we're very fortunate to get him. And the great thing about him that we didn't have with some of our previous coaches is he brought his staff with him from Buffalo. And that doesn't mean we're going to win 8 games this year or 6 games, but we're going to have some continuity, some longevity, some trust, and the staff can get in here and instill their system. So he had 6 guys leave Buffalo now with this transfer portal that came to KU, and they were all guys that obviously he liked and can possibly be starters for us and help with our depth. And, you know, we're in a bad place, you know, depth, athleticism, numbers, everything. And so it's not going to be a quick fix because of where we're at, but I guarantee you we got the right guy.
Being a Kansas guy, never being to Buffalo, I would think Lawrence, Kansas is a little bit better than Buffalo.
That'd be my
guess.
What
do you think? So you think the coaching staff is all thrilled to come here?
Well, I think for several reasons, yes, I would imagine that would be a tough place to live. But you're in a Power 5 conference. You know, when you're at Buffalo and you're doing a good job, I think you all look at, you know, the primetime games. They want to be in that league. They want to play the big-time games. And obviously, I'm sure there's a pay bump. Everything about it is a positive, and it was kind of weird timing for when Les Miles left, because it was in March, and that's usually coaches are done in December or January at the latest. So I don't know if that was it was probably a better thing, because then Travis could go out there and really get the guy he wanted, because a lot of the other ones had already taken jobs. So but Lance obviously saw the potential and made the move.
We've had several coaches that haven't worked out over this, which we all know about. What feels different about this hire for you?
Well, I mean, as you go through them, you know, I've been there for 10 years now, so this is now had Turner, great guy, but didn't really work out, and then they made a quick decision, and then Charlie Weiss, and that was not good. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It was difficult. It just didn't gel. It didn't work. And then, you know, you go to David Beatty, and David, great friend of mine. I love David to this day. And that didn't work out. And then we make the hire that, you know, ultimately we had to fire back in March, and that's Les Miles. So as you look at all those, they just didn't work. And we could go into all kinds of details why they didn't. You know, sometimes you go with a flashy name, which was the Charlie Weiss, that didn't work. And then we went to David Beatty, wasn't the flashy name, and possibly was a hire based on money. And then that didn't work out. And then you go back to flashy, try to make a splash. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's twice we've done that and that didn't work. So, system guy, everyone respects him. He's not gonna tolerate any crap. He's gonna figure this out.
And it all started when Mangino left, right?
Correct.
Did you think it would ever be that hard to replace him?
You wouldn't think. I mean, you would think at some point you look at all these other schools that are terrible, and then they seem to get a guy and they turn around really quick. And for whatever reason, we haven't been able to do that in a series of bad hires. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And you, at some point, you think you're going to get it right, and I really believe we do.
Mangino's strength, was it coaching, or did he just have better players than these guys are having?
I think it was we had better players because he had success, and you keep getting better players. He developed 2 and 3 stars, not 5 stars. So he was coaching them up, and his staff coached him up. Then when that didn't happen, you know, him and the administration kind of got sideways, and it kind of turned into a little bit of a pissing contest, and you know, he didn't work out. And that, and hindsight's 2020, you look back at that and you're like, look where we were. I mean, you know, for all my Missouri and K-State friends, of the 3 schools, you know, the only school that won a BCS bowl game during the BCS era?
Orange Bowl.
It's crazy.
It Virginia
they
Tech.
They hate
Tech?
That stat.
Right.
Because they went to multiple.
You had the
they went
quarterback,
to multi-
Todd Riesling.
Todd Riesling.
Yeah,
Riesling.
He was Riesling.
Yeah, what's that? Can we get
Todd
a Riesling in here?
Riesling.
Todd Riesling. He's, and have you ever met Todd?
He's like 5'10 or something.
He's like
Sully.
Yeah.
Sully size?
Sully towers over.
I don't
over.
Think Todd could put you on his shoulders, though. You think
you
could?
That actually, we should try that. Yeah. When I go to Austin, I'm going to call Todd. You know, Todd's living in Austin. He works for David Booth, and he's killing it. He's done great. But he, Todd, again, was amazing because he's just not a big guy. But he could take a hit, and he was elusive. And that's really what we need with this year's team is a quarterback. And we've got a bunch of them. They've been there for a while, and I think that's we got our line shored up. We got a much better defense. We got some skill guys. We just need a quarterback right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you remember the big Saturday, right? So was Kansas number one? Mizzou was number two.
I think Mizzou was one, and we were two.
Was it? And they would have that game at Arrowhead Stadium, right. and they did that for a few years, and it was one of the most fun days. And wasn't it right after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
It was a wonderful event for Kansas City.
It was great. Yeah. Then, they probably had 5 or 6 of those, and it was great. And Missouri, you know, Kansas had the big one where it was a 4th down and Racing hit Kerry Meyer, and then it was snowing, and it was just, it was amazing. So there were some great games, and that contract has been re-upped. I think we're playing Missouri in football. We're playing them in basketball this year, but in football in like 24, 25, that's already signed for the future.
Nice, I love
it. Where's that game going to be?
I think that'll be a home and home. Okay. I don't think it's going to be Arrowhead. But that's a good question. I don't know. I know the basketball series was 6 years. It's two at the Sprint Center on the bookends, and then 2 in Lawrence, 2 in Columbia, but alternating. So this year, December 11th, we play Missouri in Allen Fieldhouse.
I can't wait for that one. And I got the blessing from Coach to root for Mizzou.
Did you?
I did.
Why? Because
he blessed. He did what now?
Because Coach Self gave me the blessing because, you know, my daughter's a golden girl. And I said, Coach, I'm a big KU fan. What do I do with this? He said, you got to root for Mizzou. Yeah. Your daughter's a...
He doesn't care about you.
Well, no. He did say this.
He's being nice.
He was very nice. He was very respectful. Yeah. He said, just don't come to Allen Fieldhouse that day. That was his thing. All right. Hey, we're having a great time. George Wardo, we're all back in the stable with our great friend, Greg Gurley, assistant athletic director of KU. We got a great event going on right now, starting at, 5 o'clock, right? It's the KU kickoff. What's the objective of this thing,
this
just to
is
get
just
people?
A pep rally to kind of kick off the school year. And Lance Leipold will be here, our athletic director, Travis Koff, a lot of our donors. And this area is so big for us here in Prairie Village, Mission Hills, Leawood. And so there'll be thousands of people out there.
So this is just a big sales call for you, isn't it?
This is a big sales call for me. Yeah,
I'll be we're pulling him away from his sales time.
I'll be shaking babies and kissing hands all night.
All right, listen, we're gonna take a commercial
you
break.
You got Wardo because you said big donors.
Right? Yeah, he's a big donor.
Big donor.
Yeah,
he graduated. Did you graduate?
Yeah, just KU? Ask him. Just ask him.
Did you ever graduate, or did you just play golf and then?
No, never did.
What was your degree, Wardo?
Business with a minor in exercise science. There you go. Stay hot.
Cute.
Cute.
All right, we are taking a commercial break, George. We'll be back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkauf at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So, check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. In the studio, George Wardo, Sully, and our good friend Greg Gurley. And we talked a little bit about the KU football team, what's going on there. And we didn't quite get into the Big 12 situation. We promised Greg we'd stay away from that topic while he goes out and makes a big sales call today. But we will talk about KU basketball because it is one of the prideful things of our town. Even Mizzou fans can love KU basketball.
Are you a KU basketball fan now?
I'm still a huge KU basketball fan.
So you're gonna root for him or no?
Absolutely. I never miss a game. Yeah, well, mostly because I get to hear him, for crying out loud. What is better than like mowing the lawn listening to Greg Gurley?
Do you mow the lawn in January?
Mowing the lawn.
There's nothing better.
Our games start in November, and I don't believe that.
Sully, when you go to the game, are you gonna be the guy that
Annie Gurley brings a little headset. She loves listening to me, which is crazy. Yeah.
I like listening to you.
Yeah.
He's good.
Try not to cuss.
Listen, the reason we said we like him is he's like the regular guy who tells you what's going on because he's played it. He's been on that floor. You know, what I don't like is all the fancy stuff. My God, we're going to win this game. It's not Ferris Bueller's day off. Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, I grew up in L.A. I got the treat to listen to Chick Hearn.
Oh, I love Chick Hearn.
One of the best of all time.
Can you recite his sign-off every night? What was it?
No.
I was always asleep by the time
the Jello's jiggling, and we'll have to look that one up. It's yeah. good. He had a good sign off.
Yeah. How about that? Growing up in L.A., you get Vin Scully and Chick Hearn. You can't get any better than that. Well, here you get Denny Matthews and Greg Gurley.
That's right.
So that's not a bad combo.
Do you have some questions? Yeah, so let's talk roster. Obviously, we had a so-so year last year. But obviously, this year's looking solid. Talk a little bit about who we got coming in and what we're looking like.
So obviously, this year's different because of the transfer portal. College basketball, college athletics in general is different because of the transfer portal, NIL, and all that, and we can get into that later. But basketball-wise, we lost pretty much our entire recruiting class from last year, left, and I don't want to say it's a good thing, but we made it a good thing because we got the right guys.
You got Remy.
Because you got
Remy.
The beauty of the transfer portal, and no one will really admit it, but it's, you know, some of the guys that leave – you're okay with, and then you can go out there and kind of pick who you want. Because at a school like Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan State, North Carolina, they're going to get the good guys. It's going to really hurt the UMKCs of the world and the Drakes of the world and the mid-majors that have really good players that have great years, and they're like, all right, Kentucky needs a point guard. Kansas needs a point guard. Kansas needs a big guy. I'm going to go there for 2 years or 1 year. I'm going to go to Maui. I'm going to play in the Big 12. I'm going to play in the Champions Classic in Madison Square Garden and probably be a one seed in the NCAA tournament. Or I could stay at Drake and play the in the Missouri Valley tournament and maybe make the NCAA tournament. So it sucks for those schools. But I'm not at those schools, so I'm happy with it.
No, but you even got – I talk about Remy Martin, right, ASU.
Yeah.
He was a hell of a – but you remember he came at Alfield House and the guards smoked Kansas?
Yes.
So coach had to be looking at him
– 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Arizona State beat us in Lawrence, and then we go there. We were number one in the country.
Yeah.
Lost, and those guards killed us. One of which was Remy Martin.
Yeah.
And so – when we, last year we didn't really have a point guard.
Right.
Now we have three. We got the kid from Drake, Joseph Yesufu, who's a guy, he's a just strong little, he's about 6 foot, can really jump, body. I like him. And then Remy Martin will probably start. And then DeJuan Harris is somebody that no one talks about for us. But DeJuan Harris, at times last year, was our best player. And he's a scrawny looking little dude, doesn't look like much, but man, Bill loves him. We all love him because he's a great defender. He's a pass first, second, and third guy, so he's unselfish. He's not a great scorer, and that's part of the reason he's a good passer. But when you have a lot of guys that can score, you need a someone to be selfless and just deal, and that's what we got. So point guard, we went from kind of nothing to three, and we got to get better perimeter shooting. We got to be better defensively and we got to be more athletic. And so he was able to plug all those pieces in. And I think we're going to be really good. We'll probably be a top, preseason polls will be 3, 4, or 5, which, we play Michigan State to start the year in Madison Square Garden, which I hope we get to go on a road trip. And I hope the garden's full because last year we played Kentucky in Indianapolis. And there was not a fan in there. There was like 100 people in the gym, and
yeah, that had to be brutal.
Well, Bill got teed up for not even saying that much because we were in the 30th row in the mezzanine level, and we could hear them from however far that is away.
Right,
and you got teed up for just because you could hear them.
George, let's take the wheels up to November 9th, Michigan State, New York. I've never been.
We're
going to do a reverse bachelor party.
Never been to New York City?
Never been. We're going to take the wheels up. You got to use that wheels up cord.
You see what he did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, what do you bring to the party? Like, why is he doing this for you?
I don't know. I know a guy named Greg Gurley. He'll get us good tickets.
We'll get you tickets, yeah. We'll get you in the building.
I would join
you. So let me ask you a question. Now got college guys.
Yeah.
They're going to make money.
Yeah.
Students are going to make money.
On July 1st, that new deal came out.
Explain that to me. They you just can't pay them. It's from, like, endorsements. They'll have endorsements.
Right.
So KU will be selling jerseys of Remy.
I don't know how the jersey deal.
And then he gets a cut of that or something?
I don't know how the jerseys work, but let's just say Greg Gurley's a player, and a car dealer wants to have me come sign autographs to the dealer. You can pay the $2,000-$3,000
You can or pay give, you $5,000 Give you a car.
Or give you a car. Or give you, you know, think about.
Didn't Sosa have a car deal?
Oh, jeez. Here we, Sammy Sosa?
Yeah.
So the the but they can do whatever. So the big time guys are going to make more, and the you know the walk ons are going to make what they make. But it's a whole new ball game. I don't know how it's going to all play out because it's so new, but it's legal. I mean, it's not the NCAA.
How much do you think you would have made back in your heyday? Well, I mean, what do you think?
Hundreds, if not 300. Yeah,
$300 $300 a semester for appearances.
I don't know.
Well, where would you? You know where your appearance would have been? One week it would have been at the wheel.
At the wheel, under the bowl. but like
Louise's
Scott,
West.
I think about Scott Pollard, a teammate of mine who's very unique and personable and social. He would have been on social media and had 5 million followers and would have made a fortune because he's that kind of, so you got to look at the players that are marketable and that have already marketed themselves. So you're going to have high schoolers trying to build up their followings to, when they do get to college, make a lot of money because it's all about clicks and all that stuff.
Can they monetize that? You know, these people have YouTube channels. They're allowed to make money that way, huh?
My cousin, look it up, Big Dawes TV. He's 28 years old, lives in Phoenix. He makes a crazy amount of money. He has 25 million followers, and he does these videos. He goes around to campuses and does funny stuff. Makes a fortune.
That would be legit as an athlete.
That would be legit as an athlete. So you could do jackass type videos. You could do whatever. I could get on your shoulders and at a golf tournament
and hit a golf ball.
I bet that would get some hits, don't you think?
But again, if you think
about how do you make money by having followers? That's what.
So like, for instance, my cousin will make a video and it's got 2 million views. So Doritos, let's say, has an ad on there. So when you're watching YouTube and there's a little 5-second ad, he makes a nickel, let's say, per view times 2 million or whatever. That might be a generalized statement, but those ads, somebody pays for those.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at YouTube or Twitter or Instagram, when it says views, companies are big companies, small, whatever, they're paying X amount to be on those videos.
So George,
if you only would have played 20 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
If you about only a guy would like have been you. Playing 20 years later.
Where would you would have been at Kelly's. You would have got a lot of money from Kelly's. Right? Yeah.
Kelly's Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
I haven't been there in 40 years.
I know, but that's...
think how much
I don't think Kelly's about. Would have been putting a little pop-up ad on my tweet or whatever, would they?
Maybe.
I mean, think how much run the shit your pants story would get. A lot. We can bring it back.
Why do you have to bring that up every freaking week?
Bring that up.
Yeah. Every week you got to bring that
up. What's...
You want him to fly you to New York.
Yeah.
That's what you do to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's Coach Self's thought on this? Is there any concern that it's going to take focus? Guys are going to be more worried about hits than the advertisement?
Yeah, I think coaches will have to come up with rules and say, hey, listen, this can't affect studying, getting to practice, anything we're doing. You have to make sure that you get your stuff done. And then really once in your end season, you know, they're going to have to be some protocols, some rules. But I think most coaches, you're going to have to embrace it because if you don't embrace it,
they'll go elsewhere.
And, you know, your opponents do, they're going to say, why would you go there when you can come here and make X?
Right.
So you don't have a choice, really, whether you like it or not.
Will this be more advantageous for the mid-majors where their donors and sponsors or entrepreneurs will help?
It depends on where you live. It depends if you're in a lowly populated state or if you go to UCLA. Think about UCLA or going to school in New York, all the thousands and thousands of companies that could, you know, that everyone's going to be an alum of somewhere that runs these companies. And whoever runs, let's say, Warner Brothers, and he's a UCLA grad or whatever.
Or USC.
They could be, you know, Steven Spielberg could say, hey, you know, Zion, you're my guy on this movie. You're going to promote this movie. I'm going to pay you X, you know, because it's funny money to them. So there's all kinds of we don't they haven't even tipped the scales on what this is going to be, because I don't, because it's barely a month old. It started right. July 1st.
It doesn't make sense to me how it could be legit, because to big markets, like you said, L.A., New York, big money. This is like the old days of baseball. You're the New York Yankees got all this.
And you got guys from KU, graduates of KU, that have a lot of money. And they might not live here, but they want their program to do well. So, yeah, you're going to go sign autographs at the souvenir store. And, you know, we're going to pay you $25,000.
And it's got to be – you can't overpay, but you're right.
Right.
You could do a multiple of them and say, hey, every Saturday, come here, I'll give you X, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I just
don't know how motivated the kids are going to be to really get a degree and follow up after their college careers if they don't go play in the NBA. I don't know if they're going to be that motivated making that much money while they're in college. They'll think they'll be able to do that the rest of their life.
Which might be
a good
thing.
But when their college career, guess what? It's over.
But George, that might be a good thing, right? Because if the only option was to go to the NBA, and if I don't make it, I'm back to the streets or doing whatever. If they find these other outlets, maybe it's a good thing, right? Or the relationships they make as a result of these endorsements might become the next job they get when they don't get in the NBA. So maybe that's a benefit too.
One of the positives of it, you might keep guys in college longer, like guys that are thinking about going to the NBA, but they're not quite there. And they're like, well, if I come back, I can make a lot of money. Right. I could get better. If the money wasn't there to come back through NIL, then they probably will say, all right, I'm going to go to the NBA and see what I can do. But now, I mean, look at a guy like Ochai. Ochai was kind of on the fence of going, and I don't know this to be true, but he's going to come back, and Ochai is a charismatic, great guy and very marketable, I would imagine. And he's going to come back and probably do pretty well in this deal.
So, I like it.
You guys should have some, you know, guys on here.
Let's start buying some football players, and then maybe we can.
I didn't mean it like that.
Maybe we can buy some golfers. Get Harry Hillier on staff.
Oh God, I'm sorry I brought it up.
$10.
Hey, listen, if we get him a sponsorship gig, can he stay in America?
Hopefully, yes.
He'll be representing Nicaraguan Motors. Oh, jeez. Right. Or he's been trying to marry my daughter, just 90-day fiance it, you know?
Wow.
George, amazing. You think that would be inappropriate, offer up my daughter to Harry?
Either that
Not
or she
all.
Can marry a guy
Not
like...
I think Harry's a great guy.
I don't know, some Mizzou players that come to mind, Javon Crudup.
I like Harry better than Javon.
Okay, there you go.
Well, all right, good Javon's point.
A Anthony
good
Peeler.
All right, well, listen.
I guess it's time for a break.
It's time for... So we have 5:15. We're going to start... So maybe explain a little bit of the big events tonight. You're going to be on stage. You rallying it? Are you playing the St. John?
I've got a unicycle. I'm going to flip some bowls on my head like Red Panda. No, I'm just, like I said, I'm just running around shaking babies, kissing hands. And just handing cards out.
You can't shake babies, Greg.
I said that last time. I thought you just accidentally screwed it up. But I guess that's your new term.
That's my new shtick.
Yeah.
That's my new shtick.
I like
it. But Travis Goff, our AD, will get up there and talk. Lance Leipold, the band, will be there. Then there's a band afterward. Kokomo is playing like a kind of a cover yacht rock band.
Oh, so, perfect.
Yeah, so let's go out there and we'll get a Mai Tai or a pina colada.
Nice. Now, listen, I do have one funny story before you go to break, Wardo. So, George, you'll like this one. George,
what is this? What is that photo?
That's from here.
What is that photo?
So, listen, it's Gurley with a pint glass fully in his mouth.
But that can't be you. Your
that's
hair,
him.
That's you?
Yeah, that's him.
Turtle, we got any pint glasses around? Let's reenact it.
Yeah. Hey, George, quick question. Have you ever heard of a furry?
A furry?
Yeah.
A furry? No.
Anyone here have heard of a furry? No one knows what a furry is? Well, there's a new type of person who walks around in like a mascot costume. So like a cat, or you might be a little rabbit, nice little bunny rabbit. And they actually walk around as a furry.
Could it be a dog?
You could be a dog, okay. Right? You could be any little animal that you want. So
could you be a llama?
You could be a llama. Okay. You got to walk around on all fours. Very comfortable.
Okay.
So my daughter and the Golden Girl dance team went down to Orlando this week, and there was a furry convention.
Oh, God.
And so you'll have 2,000 people dressed up in mascot uniforms, but they're really not mascots.
So I don't know what to say.
I don't know where I'm going.
Me neither.
So,
And that was New Orleans?
No, that was in Orlando. So Orlando. My question is,
so what was your daughter dressed up as?
No, she's not a furry. She's a golden girl, but she saw the furries. Right? The only reason made me think about this.
She didn't go to the costume store and get a
Are there pictures?
There's pictures of cute little bunny rabbits. And
so here's a question. What would you be if you were a furry?
I'd be like a little hamster. So you can so you can stick me in your ass.
I thought you were going to say gerbil.
Same.
Well, that would be a panda. A panda bear.
Be a panda?
What would you be?
I always liked orangutans.
What about you, Wardo?
I think I'd be a giraffe.
You'd be a turtle.
Anyway.
You'd be a turtle.
This led to, the reason I ask is, are we going to have the Jayhawk? This is what made me think. Is the Jayhawk coming? Baby
really
Jay
long
coming?
Way to get to that. Right. I think the Jayhawk will be out there, yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, listen, you learn a little something. Learn something new every day on the Golf Underground. Greg Gurley, thank you for joining us. Have a fantastic time. I want you
to
bring home.
There.
Hey, as a sales guy, I want you to bring home 10 big donors today, okay?
10. Done.
And if you need some closers, you know, if you hook them a little bit, bring them in here and we'll let them sign the papers, okay?
All right, boys. Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Gurley, you got to check him out. Check out the KU football team. Things are changing, and you have nothing else to do on Saturday. Mow the lawn. Go visit. Go buy some tickets. Support the Gurley family. So come on back here on the Golf Underground ESPN Radio.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers, and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
Looking for KC's best and coolest apartment experience? We have it, and it's called The Flats KC. The Flats KC is committed to providing an exemplary living experience by offering the best in-class residential communities in the most sought-after neighborhoods in Kansas City. With a focus on meticulous restoration and renovations of vintage properties, we aim to take the beauty of vintage and seamlessly unite it with modern touches. If you love urban living and are in the market for a freshly renovated apartment, The Flats Kansas City has options to fit every price range. Check us out at theflatskc.com or give us a call today at 816-454-3118.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me.
I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love. And we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
All right, welcome back. Golf Underground, ESPN Radio in the Golf Stable. We're having a nice Friday. We never do this, Wordo, on a Friday afternoon.
I love the Friday afternoon play.
I like it. I like it.
You like doing it here in the stable?
I'm torn. I'm torn. I like doing it in the basement.
So how committed are you to the basement and us doing
I'm not,
this in
I,
the basement?
I could do it here. I think is the way this thing is expanding, I can see we'll have a TV booth somewhere and this will all be filmed. Live, we got the backdrop here of Pebble Beach right there, and it'll look like we're on the seventh green at Pebble Beach.
Right.
If Kevin would open up his purse a little bit and put a camera right there, and we would be sitting right there, and we could put on our CBS jackets.
Open up
jackets.
His purse. I just booked you a nice gig.
Have our CBS jackets.
Booked you a
we
gig.
Should make some. Done. If we ever televise this, we'll get CBS
you're the,
jackets.
You're good with the logo apparel and garb,
yeah,
right? I mean, you
that.
Made him some nice logo hats, didn't you?
I have to do all the embroidery, not only for Kevin, but for Bushnell
for the flower
Golf.
Shop.
I do it for everybody.
Do you?
Flower shop.
Flower shop. My logos.
How's the flower shop been? You haven't talked about it lately.
Flower shop's holding its own. Holding its own.
Wardo, you should give him the news, the big investments we made. He's talking about cameras. Do you want to tell him?
You're a couple weeks behind.
George,
cameras have been ordered.
Bingo.
Golf Underground's going big time.
Bingo.
We are
going to
go.
Well, Colt knows they film theirs.
Yep.
They have a producer, everything.
We've got the whole bit now, George.
We've got a producer. His name is Michael Sinks. He's sitting to
Bingo.
Your left.
He's sitting right behind me.
Yep. This is it.
He just filled up my beverage container.
My beverage
cup
container.
That I have a beverage in.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about your game.
My
you're coming
beverage
off,
of choice.
You're coming off a surgery. Let's talk about a little torn meniscus.
I was posting it yesterday, wasn't I?
You were posting and roasting. Let's talk about it. What happened?
Well, I haven't played. It was just, I was playing. I think this happened when I was playing golf at Golf Club of Chicago. And I hit a ball. I had to play the tips. And I hit a ball. I didn't quite make the fairway, but I made the upslope of a really steep bunker on the grass. And I was like 120 yards out, and I was hitting a six iron because my feet, I was hitting it straight up in the air. And I felt a little twinge there.
So it's your back foot.
And the next hole, I hit it on a green, and it rolled off the green down a big slope, and it rolled up to the back of the bunker. And it was about a 15-foot rise. So now I got my foot out of my left foot again out of the bunker, and I got it almost on the ground, and I'm trying to hit a shot 15 feet in the air. And I think that did a little bit more damage because by the end of the round, it was a swollen as bad as it is today.
Did it snap or anything?
No, I could feel it clicking.
Yeah.
And ended up playing the next 2 days, came home, and then it was like I'd go to bed at night, and it would just start throbbing.
So I went and got it x-rayed and or scanned and MRI'd, and they said, yeah, you got a meniscus and you got some ACL damage. I'm not doing that. That's 3 months.
Yeah, at least.
So I said, why don't we just do the ACL now and see what it feels like.
The meniscus.
So then I went away for 10 days on vacation, played golf a bunch and never bothered me, slept through the night, going on 3-4 mile walks every day. But I got the surgery date already etched in stone. So I came home and did it.
Who did it for you?
Vincent Key, KU Med Center, who does the Royals, does all the surgery on them. And I'll say I'll be probably be playing, got my stitches out today. I'll be playing next week.
Nice.
So it won't be bad.
He thought he had a senior club championship tomorrow. He had his dates mixed
up. That was last week. It got rained out.
So you got lucky. So when is it?
I don't know.
Well, you need me to come out and loop for you?
Probably. I'm looping for you in the club championship.
I got Sully's Masters caddy bib that he used when he caddied for Watson.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you got to wear the whites. Yeah. No, I was sitting in bed with my wife.
Sitting or laying?
We were. I was sitting up in bed with a bowl of cereal, having a smoke and a vodka, and I look on Action 41 News. And there you are, and it's a Satchel Paige event. He must have been someone who played baseball. And you shook some Satchel Paige ancestry
something. It was 50 years ago to that day.
Oh.
Satchel Paige was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So they had someone from the Hall of Fame bring his plaque from Cooperstown, and they had it on the field before a game. It was Monday night, I think, against the Yankees. And so they asked me if I would go out with Satchel's daughter and Bob Kendrick, who runs the president of the Negro Museum. And so they just made a presentation in front of the fans.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. I mean, that was cool. I didn't think they could take those plaques off the wall, but they showed me how they do it. It was pretty amazing. But that's the original plaque that's on the wall. They put it on a plane, flew it out here. Guy from the
Hall
of Fame.
In the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. They took it off the wall.
That's awesome.
Brought it out here for one day.
But no kidding. This is how I found out you had a knee problem. They said, George, Brett, fresh off of knee surgery. And I'm like, what the heck?
It was I did the surgery Thursday, and that was Monday. I said, well, what do I got to do? They said, walk out of the field. And I'm going, uh-oh.
All right,
but couldn't wear shorts, and my knee's so swollen, I had to find a pair of pants that was baggy enough that I could fit over my knee.
serious note, when you get a chance to do stuff like that, you know, a little history with Satchel Paige, one of the big names.
No history
with
him at all.
Does it mean anything? No, but does it mean anything to you? Because the name Satchel Paige in baseball means something.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's huge. He was so good. It's pull up, people, if you're listening, just pull him up on Google or Safari or whatever, and just pull up and see what he did. I mean, he was as good a pitcher as anybody in baseball.
That's awesome.
And he grew up in Kansas City, lived in Kansas City, and now they're restoring his house that they're going to restore it and maybe make it like a museum, a Satchel Paige museum, which I think would be great.
Well, and did you see the house, what it looks like now?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's chain link fenced around it, and they had a fire in it, they had a flood in it.
And I don't know where it is.
But they're going to redo the whole thing. And make it exactly like it was the way he lived there.
Well, and I would say
he used to call his house Grand Central Station because everybody gravitated towards him because he had such a great personality.
Yeah, is that what you call your house?
No.
No. But
I call my house the money pit.
Now that we have the Hooray Grill, that's kind of Grand Central Station. You're going to be grilling.
It will be.
You know, but the only thing is I actually went on and bought a Hooray Grill. You know,
attaboy.
Ooh, fancy.
I'll show you how to use it.
No, but like listen, you talk about Bob Kendrick, right?
Yeah.
So
we had him on that day with Ozzy and Joe Carter.
But he's the guy making a lot of this stuff happen, right?
Right.
He's the most humble, quiet.
He's taking over for the late Buck O'Neill.
He is.
Buck O'Neill didn't need any help because Buck was a great storyteller, and he had such an outgoing personality.
Yeah.
And now you got Bob Kendrick, who is Buck on steroids.
As far as storytelling.
Storytelling. He knows all the stories that Buck told him. And now he knows all the stories from everybody else. And that's what makes Bob so entertaining to be around.
That's awesome.
And he's a good dresser.
Classy. Yeah, he's a classic dude. All right, so boys, we're going to wrap it up because it's 5:30 Friday afternoon. We've got to go out and support Greg, I've got my hamster outfit on.
You bring your checkbook? In back. You bring your checkbook?
Huh?
Checkbook?
Yeah, I think I'm going to support tonight. It's maybe something. I'm not committing.
You're not going to support KU Athletics. You're going to support Greg.
I'm going to be there for Greg. Well, I'm going to cheer on. I'm telling you, I'm going to come out. He won't even know who I am. I'm going to look so furry and scurry. And so, but we are going to have a great time.
What furry outfit you going to put on?
I told you.
Are they furries?
Yeah, I'm going to be a furry furries, tonight. Okay. Yeah. And you know what's great? When you put that helmet on, you can say whatever the hell you want, yeah, George.
Nobody knows who you are.
No one knows who the hell you are. You can squeak. You can just run around like a little kook, you know? It's fantastic.
So, rumor, you're telling me we got some new sponsors?
Yeah.
Who are the new sponsors?
We got MKS Pipe and Valve over here. Steve Adams, he's going to come on board. We obviously have TaylorMade Golf, who's going to be a title sponsor of the show. Yeah. You know, they want to do more business here at the stable. So
Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Yeah, Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
Split the pot with us. Right.
I think if they hear the show, they're going to say, no, we can't do that.
We'll never get
we're
big time.
We're talking about furries. They don't like animals.
Let's all agree. We got Michael Sullivan here. If he wasn't buddies with us, he's not doing this to get any clients. All right. Well, listen, boys, it's been great to be back with you. And we're going to line up. We're going to spend some time lining up some more fantastic guests. We've taken three weeks.
Who should we try to get?
We have Marco Mira just teed up. Okay. Just a matter of when.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What happened to Jay Billis? I thought you were bringing old Jay Billis.
That's Mikey Illig. Why don't you hound Mikey Illig?
Okay, I'll put
Sinks, you're supposed to get us Bill Clinton. Him. We're waiting on
knowing Mike
Bill
Illig.
Clinton,
hey, speaking of Mike Illig, I bet one of the Illigs will be up here today. They're big supporters of KU.
Yeah, Cliff will be here.
All right, well, listen, the listener doesn't care about our Friday night, but we do, and that's why it's over. We're about to drink some 17 Cutwaters / Ranch Waters and have a great time. Enjoy your weekend.
Can I say one thing before we sign off?
Oh, you always stop the big crescendo.
I know, can I say one thing? First time we ever did a show, golf was not mentioned once.
Thank God.
Great show.
Great show.
Did you enjoy it?
Great show.
Turtle, what'd you think? Great show. There you go.
All right. We've got the 5 stars. Hey, be sure to click like on your YouTube channel. Come on back and join us next week in the Golf Underground ESPN Radio. See you next week.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.